نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وابتغ فيما آتاك الله الدار الآخرة ولا تنس نصيبك من الدنيا وأحسن كما أحسن الله إليك ولا تبغ الفساد في الأرض إن الله لا يحب المفسدين. Respected elders and brothers, sisters who may be listening, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Whilst reading the durood and salam, I remembered that Hazrat Mawlana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi once told us that ek aadmi mere paas aaya, that a person came to me once and he said that Hazrat, I got two shops or two factories, make dua that I get the third one also. So Hazrat also is very quick with his words. So he told him immediately, he said, jab zyada kamane lagoge to yahan phir kam aane lagoge, jab zyada kamane lagoge to yahan phir kam aane lagoge. And if you read it fast, Mir Sab, he used to recite it. He used to say, jab zyada kamane lagoge to yahan phir kamane lagoge. So it sounds very, very similar, that when you're going to start earning more and the dunya is going to get you engrossed in it more and more, to yahan phir kam aane lagoge, you're going to start coming to me less and less. So Hazrat said that, but that in no way means now that it's not permissible for us to earn. And why this came to mind now also was because all of us are going to become busy in this period, the November-December period, but we must not allow the dunya to consume us. We must always have our gauge on the akhirat. That is something that's very, very important. There was a person by the name of Qarun who lived in the time of Musa alayhi salatu was salam, and he was a very wealthy person. Lot of wealth he had. The Quran Sharif speaks about his wealth. وَإِنَّ مَفَاتِحَهُ لَتَنُوءُ بِالْعُسْبَةِ أُولِي الْقُوَّةِ, that let alone his treasures, only the keys to his treasures were so heavy that a group of people, young, fit and healthy people, would get tired carrying the keys to his treasures only. That is how much of wealth Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed him with. Of course he was not a believer. He was a disbeliever, a person who was very much against Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, against Hazrat Musa alayhi salam in those times. But Allah ta'ala gave him four bits of advice in the ayat of the Quran Sharif that I recited. And in that advice, Allah ta'ala says to him, وَابْتَغِ فِي, and that advice is for everyone. That whatever I gave you, O Qarun, all of this wealth, everything that you have, وَابْتَغِ فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهِ دَارَ الْآخِرَةِ, whatever I gave you, seek the akhirah through it. If you make الدُّنْيَا مَزْرَعَةُ الْآخِرَةِ, the dunya is a sowing ground for the akhirah. So if we can seek the akhirat through whatever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us, then فَهِيَ نِعْمَ الْمَتَاعِ, then whatever Allah ta'ala, this dunya that Allah ta'ala has given us is not actually dunya, that is in fact our akhirat. It is a very, very good thing then. And halal wealth in the hand of a halal person, فَهِيَ نِعْمَ الْمَتَاعِ, it is a very, very good thing. And Nabi alayhi salam, but we have to be very, very careful when it comes to this part of the year, that we don't become consumed by it. And what does it mean that you become consumed by it? It means that now the person is not worried about his salah because he became very, very busy in the shop or in his business or something happened. So now his salah is starting to, if initially it becomes delayed, then he may start missing it even. I met one person once at the Durban airport, the old airport, and I like to mention it because it's such a great lesson in that this brother here, I met him in the namaz room. So I said, brother, how are you? Assalamu alaikum, how are you? He said, Alhamdulillah. I said, where are you going? So he said, I'm not going anywhere. So I said, then you must have come from somewhere. He said, no, I didn't come from anywhere also. So then I asked him, then maybe you came to collect someone from the airport. He said, no, I didn't come to collect anyone also. So I said, maybe you came to leave someone then. All the possibilities are finished. Either you're going somewhere, or you came from somewhere, or you came to leave someone, or you came to collect someone. He came to do nothing like that. So I said, brother, what you're doing at the airport then, in the namaz room, you're sitting and waiting. So he said, I missed my takbir-e-ula at the masjid. So I was passing by this way. I said, let me stop here. Someone or the other will come and make jamaat, then I'll get my takbir-e-ula. Outwardly, if you look at the person, he's dressed in his pants and shirt. But look at that ihtimam for salah. He parked off his car, he paid for parking. He sat in the namaz room. He's just waiting for someone to come and make jamaat, then he'll get his takbir-e-ula. Look at that ihtimam that the person, on that only Allah Ta'ala can forgive the person and grant him Jannatul Firdaus. So slowly, slowly then the person starts missing his namazes when he gets consumed in the dunya. Or the person now, his akhlaq, his character doesn't remain right. For small, small things now, his mood starts swinging. He starts scolding his subordinates, his employees. He doesn't show good akhlaq and character. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam in one hadith he said, Ta'isa abdul dirham wa abdul dinar wa abdul khamisa. May the slave of wealth, gold, silver, good clothing, the slave of that person, or of these things, may the slave of that, may he be destroyed. He didn't stop there. He said, Ta'isa wa antakas. May the person be totally annihilated, absolutely destroyed. وَإِذَا شِيكَ فَلَنْ تُقِشْ. If he has to get poked with a thorn, may the thorn never ever come out of his. In other words, may he suffer perpetual grief. How if a thorn is stuck or a person, glass pokes a person, and until that thing doesn't come out, then the person is... Like that, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that if that person is poked with a thorn, may that thorn never ever come out. May he suffer perpetual grief. Who is that person, that slave? He said, In u'tiya radiya wa illam yu'ta sakhita. If he gets dunya, then he's very, very happy. He's in the best of moods. And if he doesn't get it, then he's depressed. Then he starts scolding others. Then he gets very angry with people. He gets angry with himself. This is the slave of dunya. So that's what it means, that the person must not get consumed by it. But at the same time, Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayh, he used to give such a beautiful example about the dunya. He used to say that the believer is like a ship, and the dunya is like the water. So the ship needs water to sail. The believer needs the water, needs the dunya to go through this life. Without dunya, you can't go through the life. You need money, you need a conveyance, you need a house. You need all of these things. And you don't need little bit. If there is a big ship and there's only little bit water, can that ship sail from one side to the other side? It can't sail from one side to the other side. It needs a lot of that water. So you need a lot of the dunya also. There's no harm if the person has a lot of wealth. But that water must not come inside the ship. If that water, so long as that water stays outside the ship, that water is going to help the ship to sail, to move from one point to another point, from one country to another country, from one stage of life to the other stage of life. It's going to help him to move. But that very same water that was a means to helping the ship move, if that very same water has to come away into the ship, then that same water becomes a means of that ship sinking now. So he says you must keep the dunya not inside your heart. You can keep it close to your heart in this pocket here, but don't keep it inside the heart. That is what it means. Don't allow the dunya to consume us. Don't allow it to allow our moods to swing. The most important thing is, these are tests from Allah Ta'ala, that we must maintain good akhlaq, good character. how we talk to people with decency, with, you know, with courteousness. This becoming consumed by the dunya must not allow us. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he used to teach us many, many du'as. He used to teach us about this very same thing. He said that you must make du'a, Allahumma qanni'na bima razaqtana, wa barik lana fi, wa khluf ala kulli ghaibatin lana bi khair. Oh Allah, grant us contentment with whatever you have given us, and put barakat in it. If a person is not content, he can have everything, but he's a pauper. He's got everything going for him, all the wealth in the world, but he's not content and happy. He's always greedy, he always wants more. He's never going to be a happy person. But the person who is... So what a great dua this is. Ya Allahumma qanni'na bima razaqta. Ya Allah, whatever you gave us, grant us content. Let us be happy with it. Because if we're not happy with what we got, no matter how much it is, it'll be less for us. Ya Allah, qanni'na bima razaqtana. Barik lana fi. Whatever it is, Ya Allah, put barakat in it. What is barakat? Qaleel kathirun nafa. You got little bit, but you can do a lot with it. Imagine the person has got a lot, but he can't do much with it. He can't do most of the money has to pay speeding fines, hospital bills. What good is that money then? But if he got little bit and he's able to do a whole lot of things with it, and at the end he still got something left, so isn't that barakat now? وَبَارِكْ لَنَا فِيهِ وَخْلُفْ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ غَائِبَةٍ لَنَا بِخَيْرٍ. And oh Allah, whatever I couldn't get, whatever I didn't get because it was in your ilm, your knowledge, your hikmat and your wisdom that I shouldn't get it, Ya Allah, grant me something better than that. What a subhanallah, what a great dua it is. So we must ask Allah Ta'ala, Allahumma la taj'ali dunya akbara hammina. Ya Allah, don't make the dunya the most important thing in my life. I need it. It must be there. I need a lot of it also. But let it not be the most important thing in my life. In other words, let it not be the thing that makes me... So many people can't sleep. Or they just smoke away. Why? Tension. The share price not going up. How many people, multi-millionaires, 10 times in the day, they want to know whether the share price went up or it didn't go up. Why? Because that's the thing that's going to swing his moods. If it just goes up, then what a happy person he is. And if he doesn't, then he's like 12 o'clock on his face all the time. Not happy. So that's why we must not allow it to consume us. We must use it. We need a lot of it. Maulana Yunus Patel sahab, Rahmatullah alayhi, Allah Ta'ala give him jazai khair, fill his qabr with noor. He used to say, so many people say, kick the dunya, kick the dunya. He said, you go, don't give them roti for 2 days, bread for 2 days, anything to eat for 2 days. Then those same people who say kick the dunya, they won't have any strength in that foot also to kick the dunya. So you need that. No one is saying kick the dunya away, but we must not let it consume us. That is something that's very, very important. I thought this is important for us to share this particular lesson, especially in this part of the year. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of amal. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidan hoon, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidan hoon, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aab o gil, درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدر لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم آہراج آسما ہم دم نابود راز را غیر خدا محرم نابود اے خدائی بندہ را رسوا مکن گربدم من سر من پیدا مکن اے خدائی بندہ را رسوا مکن گربدم من غربدم من سر من پیدا مکن جز بذکر خیش مشغولم مکن از کرم از عشق معزولم مکن جز بذکر خیش مشغولم مکن از کرم از عشق معزولم مکن لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو گئی, ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو گئی, اب تو آجا اب تو خلوت ہو گئی. ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو گئی, اب تو آجا اب تو خلوت ہو گئی. لا الہ الا اللہ, 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. اللہ جل جلالہ وتعالی شانہ. اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. استغفر اللہ الذی لا الہ الا هو الحی القیوم واتوب الیہ. استغفر اللہ الذی لا الہ الا هو الحی القیوم واتوب الیہ. استغفر اللہ الذی لا الہ الا هو الحی القیوم واتوب الیہ. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم أصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا، وأصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا، وأصلح لنا آخرتنا التي إليها معادنا، واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير، والموت راحة لنا من كل شر. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان، وأمتنا على الإيمان، واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الإيمان. اللهم وأذلنا تحت ظل عرشك يوم لا ظل إلا ظلك. اللهم أذلنا تحت ظل عرشك يوم لا ظل إلا ظلك. اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا، اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا، اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا، اللهم وأدخلنا الجنة بغير حساب يا رب العالمين. اللهم أدخلنا الجنة بغير حساب ولا عذاب يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر دينك وكتابك وسنة نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعبادك المؤمنين. اللهم انصر المجاهدين من كانوا في أي مكان. اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين المستضعفين المظلومين في سوريا. اللهم انصرهم في فلسطين. اللهم انصرهم في أفغانستان. اللهم انصرهم في باكستان. اللهم انصرهم في مصر. اللهم انصرهم في كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم من أرادنا وأراد الإسلام والمسلمين بسوء فأشغله بنفسه، ورد كيده في نحره، واجعل تدبيره تدميرا عليه يا رب العالمين. اللهم وأحصهم عددا، واقتلهم بددا، ولا تبق منهم أحدا. اللهم أرنا فيهم عجائب قدرتك يا رب العالمين. اللهم أرنا فيهم عجائب قدرتك. اللهم أرنا فيهم عجائب قدرتك. اللهم فرج هم المهمومين من المسلمين، ونفس كرب المكروبين، واقض الدين عن المدينين، وفك أسر المأسورين، واشف مرضانا ومرض المسلمين. اللهم ارزقنا عينين هطالتين تسقيان القلب بظروف الدمع من خشيتك، قبل أن تكون الدموع دما والأدراس جمرا. اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت. اللهم ارزقنا شهادة في سبيلك، واجعل موتنا في بلد رسولك صلى الله عليه وسلم يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعل قبورنا في البقيع الغرقد يا رب العالمين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. اللهم اجعل أعمالنا خالصة لوجهك الكريم، لا تجعل لأحد غيرك فيها حظا ولا نصيب يا رب العالمين يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم إنا نعوذ برضاك من سخطك، وبمعافاتك من عقوبتك، وبك منك لا نحصي ثناء عليك، أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.